The Colcliffs on RNIB Connect Radio.
Your favourite, Bryn?
Oh, you're my favourite, Jeannie, you know that. Last week, mind, I gave you up as a lost cause. Hung up on me, you did.
I know, Bryn. I'm sorry about that. Ray was...
Oh, it's water under the bridge. I don't suppose I can tempt you with a bacon sandwich. Where would I be without my morning fry-up? Ill-equipped for the day's trials and tribulations, I can tell you. Now, sit down, will I?
I heard Stewie earlier, off on his jog.
You did, but not my Bloodwin. Staying on in Wales, she is. I can't pretend I'm happy about the situation. They go back to Oz in 2 weeks. I hope she'd spend more time with her old dad before going. I've really enjoyed my Christmas, apart from the accident.
Any more news about that?
I've lost beauty sleep over that. I might have to give evidence. Suspense is killing me.
Watch it, the fat spitting on
you. Don't, you beggar! The old cooker, you see. I should have a new one, really. It's an old flame, like me.
Oh, I'm anything but alone, with both my daughters at home. Cheryl needs time. Get over that nightmare.
Well, that's why I've been skulking away from you, Renee. I was trying to ring you that day, you see. Never realised the troubles you had. I'm ashamed of myself, really.
Oh, don't be daft, Bryn. You weren't to know. You know Cheryl. Skin thicker than a rhinoceros. Is helping Wendy on the market stall now.
A resilient girl indeed, that one. Yeah, losing the baby like that. And Nev's got the kiddie, I suppose.
No, Ray.
My old mate. Back on his feet, I believe.
Long way to go yet before the London Marathon.
Oh, I bet you're very proud of him. About time you had something to cheer about, eh?
Yeah. You are.
Well, tell me it's none of my business, if you like. But I noticed Nev in the paper.
What paper?
The Staffordshire Courier. Drugs conviction.
What drugs conviction?
Morning, all.
Now then, Reenie, here's a handsome fella for you. Look at those muscles. Pick up a coal truck, he could. Oh, where are you off to today? Blackpool, perhaps? Thinking of opening a beach cafe?
Blackpool? I'm led to believe there isn't a beach there anymore.
I hope you're planning on having a bacon sandwich. I've done enough for two.
Sorry, Bryn. Fry-ups aren't for me.
Prefer barbecues, do you, Stewie?
Any day of the week. Where is the bacon, Bryn? Yeah. Oh, I see it. Lurking beneath the surface of the lard like a crocodile. Careful, it'll rear its ugly head and bite your hand off.
Oh, come on, fair dues. Now I've cooked it like this nigh on 30 years. And look, not an inch of fat to pinch.
Maybe not, but I'll still pass. As a matter of fact, I reckon your oatcakes taste great.
Oh, we're experts in Stoke.
Mrs. Colcliff, is Nev next door?
Yes, why?
Oh, we said we'd meet, that's all.
Oh, yeah. Yes, he's there, Doc.
I'll say, see you later then.
And don't turn your back, boy. Else your old cake, she's got Roman hands. Roman all over.
I'll bear it in mind.
Yeah, he's a fine boy, really. I'll be sorry to lose him.
Bryn, what drugs conviction?
Well, I thought you knew. At least Ray never said anything about keeping it under wraps.
Ray knew? Well, he never said anything to me. Oh, no wonder Nev got all cagey when I asked why I want at work. And Elsie's been hard pressed past the time of day with me. Oh, I don't know, Bryn. Secrets in the family. How many others?
All right, Reenie, simmer down. It's my fault my tongue runs away with me. There, just about ready, I think. Just about how Bryn likes it. And how does Reenie like it?
Oh, go on. If he's going to start keeping secrets from me, I'll breakfast with somebody else.
Right, Ray. You've got everything Nevy needs. It's potty trained now, by the way.
Oh, good. I'm not one for changing nappies. I'll manage. Rini'll be back in a moo. She's gone jammies, then she's calling in Bryn's, give him a form.
I'll be a good boy for your granddad. Hey, watch him, Ray. Loves a chariot race, does Nevy?
The old compensation case, see? We got them wheels in motion. He's me witness.
We'll be all right, won't we, Nevy?
Ah, she'll be back in a minute. She's on work at 2. Have you heard out?
Didn't Cheryl say? I'm on the carpet next week. In front of the head and the governor's.
Oh, that'll be that, I suppose. What are you going to do then with your time?
Well, I've made up my mind to become a drug worker.
Oh, you're qualified for that, let's face it.
No, I'll leave it out. There are things on that estate I'd like to sort out.
This loony who had Cheryl and Wendy for one.
I'd hesitate to call him a loony.
I call it him without the slightest hesitation. I'll loony him if I ever get near him. And I want to need a knife. What's it entail, this drug worker lark? Will you get paid?
Eventually.
Eventually? What good's eventually when there's this hungry mouth to feed? Oh, pity. When this compo comes through, Reenie and me are going to flit. Thought you might come in with an offer.
Well, I'll give it a mention.
Luke, Reenie done a no-bite this drugs how-d'you-do. She's got enough on her plate with our Cheryl, so let's keep it that way.
Anybody home?
I hope it's Crocodile Dundee. How about Stewie? What can I do you for?
Right, actually, it's Dilloff I've come to see.
Hey, that looks to me like an Elsie oatcake bag.
My oath, it sure is. What a sheila.
You watch her, lad. She's like a boomerang.
You mean she's back?
She always comes back for more.
Elsie's certainly a talking point in this neighbourhood. I'll say that for her.
What you got on there? Bacon and cheese?
Banana. I've been trying to educate my father-in-law on the benefit of fibre.
It's benefit of a gobstopper, he needs. Can talk the hind leg off a donkey. How is the old windbag?
At this moment in time, adulterating your wife.
You what?
With one of these vicious fry-ups. See you later, Ray.
What? Oh, ta-ra, lads. Breakfast? She were only meant to be giving him a lousy form. All right, Nevy, shush. Daddy want to be long, all right? Hey, all right now.
They need activities, Nev. Is there a community hall? Somewhere where these kids can channel their aggression? Release all that pent-up anger?
Well, there would be, but they kicked it in.
Right. So now where do they hang out?
The bus shelter. What's left of it.
Don't tell me. They kicked it in. Yeah.
Spot on. Council's going to repair the centre, but it's been charge-capped.
Charge-capped? What's that, a spending limit?
The spot on again.
Okay. So we've identified the lame old problem. Boredom. And now we've identified the answer.
Yeah. So what is it?
It's staring you in the eye. They wrecked it, right? Yeah. So we get them involved in a scheme. A scheme to repair the thing they wrecked in the first place.
All right.
Come on, race to the shop.
Oh, easy peasy.
Lighter fluid? You just bought matches. What the heck you want lighter fluid for when you got matches? You're beyond my reckoning you are, Tez. Hey, where's that lovely little lady of yourn?
20 number one, please.
I'd be still boxes of chocks on her instead of burning money on the likes of lighter fluid.
She doesn't complain.
Stunts your growth, you know.
She doesn't complain about that either.
Hello. Terry Farmer.
Oh, sod it.
Hey, morning, Lev. Oh, is this your wallaby friend? Hey, not half jammy in that World Cup you wear.
Yeah, so you keep saying. Old news, mate.
Hey, we're practising. We'll beat you next time.
Thought you were confined to barracks, Terry.
I am. Just come out for a bit of fresh air.
Fresh air and an aerosol. I don't think we should serve him with that, Ron.
Eh?
He doesn't intend to fill his lighter with it.
What's he intend to do then? Drink this stuff?
Well, something like that. The cigarettes. I don't reckon they're a good idea either.
Well, what's he intend to do with them? Put them between two pieces of bread and butter and eat the bloody things? Oh, these youths are a mystery to me. They really are. I can't fathom them.
Obviously.
Look, Ron, a word in your ear.
Don't tell me. A crocodile sandwich and make it snappy. Dinner gong's rung in the billabong.
Okay, one more.
One more? Well, this kangaroo says to his mate, how goes it with you, sport? And he says, oh, you know, up and down, up and down, up and down.
Right, that's it.
So he says, oh, that's not too bad. I seem to be tied down all the time.
All right, mate, you've had your fun. Now shut up while you're still in one piece, all right?
Put him down, Stewie. He's an old man.
Yeah, a stupid one at that.
Terry! Oh, he's got away.
Shall we go after him?
Nah, I've been miles away by now.
He took the aerosol too.
We made a right mess of this.
Hey, you made a mess of my jacket. Put me down.
Sorry, mate, I forgot I'd got you.
Well, I forgot baby.
Mr. Vince! Oh, thank God you're here. Someone saw with Tez. He's in his flat with the radio on and want her answer. I think he's taken some.
All right, Dawn, all right.
Only he said he was going to do something daft, sir.
Dawn, I said calm down. Hey, not sir.
Terry's girlfriend, am I right?
He needs help.
Dawn, this is Stewie. He's come all the way from Australia.
To help Tez? What is he, a flying doctor?
Temporarily, I suppose.
Have you been on the telly?
No, that's someone else.
You don't look Australian.
Would it help if I had angled corks from my hat?
You what? He's fit, isn't he, Mr. Binns?
Fit?
I jog, I swim, keeps me in trim.
No, not that kind of fit. Handsome fit. Oh, you've really got to come, Mr. Binns. He'll be out of his head.
Don't hold your horses. We've seen him.
What?
We've seen Tez. He was buying an aerosol.
He got away.
Got away? Where did he go?
Well, we'll try the flat. Coming?
Are you coming?
I'm a flying doctor, aren't I?
I'll come then. Australian, eh? Do you watch Neighbours? I do. It's garbage. Do you know any crocodile stories? You can tell me one on the way. You're really fit for an Australian.
Yeah, you're nice too, for a pom.
Nana wouldn't be long, Nevy. I know she's been a long while, but all right, shush now. Shush, good lad. I can't pick you up. Have you pooed? Oh, bloody hell. Has Nevy pooed him, Zen? Grandad look for your gazunder? Where did Daddy put your gazunder? All right, Nevy. I can't do out for thee. Look, Grandad can't find your gazunder. Reenie, oh, Reenie, where are you? Oh.
Do not go gentle into that good night. Old age should burn and rave at close of day. Rage, rage against the dying of the light. I'm embarrassed now. Heaven knows why that came to my daft old head. Dylan Thomas, he was Welsh, you know.
Never.
Old age creeping up and making a fool of me.
Rubbish. You like poetry, don't you, Bryn?
Oh, my head's full of it. Every time I think of you.
Oh, I must be going. Nevy. He'll have the walls screaming down on top of us.
Just one second more, love. A while back, Ray suggested you and I should go out. And if my memory serves me correctly, you didn't find the idea too objectionable. Well, now he's getting back on his feet. I suppose that's all changed, only... Well, I hope not, love. Especially since you gave me an ultimatum. I told you Blodwyn and Stewie go back in 2 weeks. I couldn't bear losing the hope of you. So, I'm asking. Will you come out with me again? One time? Hey, Reenie?
Reenie? What the... Can you hear that, Jim? He's pooed himself. He's been crying over an hour.
Oh, it's Ray. I've got to go, Bryn. I'm sorry. He asked me to give you this compensation for.
My hope's still alive. That's the only compensation I'm interested in.
What you playing at with that chap? Let me on his own next door. Poor kid's pooed himself. I've got to find his goods under.
Oh, I'll see you, Bryn. Thanks for the breakfast.
You poms, you're a real eye-opener for me. Eccentric's an understatement. There's never a dull moment, I'll say that.
Taz, it's Mr. B... It's Nev. Can I come in?
He's chopped himself. I know he has.
Don't freak out, Dawn. He'll be all right.
I'm half hoping he isn't, because then I can have you.
Struth, girl. I'm a married man.
Tez! Please! Open this door.
Tez, open the door.
Dawn, go home.
I'm not going home. I should be here with Tez.
Butane, Stewie. It's lethal.
Knock it down. Knock the door down.
Tez! Open this door or we knock it down.
Stand clear. Someone tells me I'm not looking forward to whatever's lying behind that door.
One, two, three, go!
Today's episode was written by Mark Bickerton. The Coal Cloughs was devised by Tony Perrin and produced by Mike Hopwood.
The Coal Cloughs return with another episode tomorrow.